As people around the stricken nuclear plant decide whether to stay or go, power company officials continue their efforts to get control of a rapidly changing situation. They have been fighting for days to prevent meltdowns in the three reactors that were operating when the quake hit. And now there's a new challenge, fire at another reactor. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce is here to tell us more. And Nell, I understand that new flames have been reported from one of the reactor buildings. Tell us what you know.
Yes, that's right. Earlier this evening, we got reports of a fire at Reactor Building 4. Remember, this power plant has six different reactors housed in different buildings, so we're talking about Reactor Number 4. Tokyo Electric Power Company announced the fire at a press conference, and the Associated Press reported that firefighters are tackling it. It's not yet clear if the fire is out. News reports from Japan are saying that it's hard to approach the Reactor 4 building, so it's difficult to know exactly what's going on inside.
Is this the same reactor where there was another fire yesterday?
Yes. This fire appears to be in the same general area of that reactor building. So it's not clear whether this is a totally new fire or a resurgence of that first one. Officials said the earlier fire was at the pool of water that's used to cool and store spent fuel rods. The cause and nature of that first fire was unclear. Earlier today, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency said he hadn't been informed about what caused it. After the fire was reported to be extinguished, the temperature of the water in the storage pool was said to be very high.
How high?
More than twice the normal level. According to news reports, it reached 183 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that pool contains about 800 bundles of nuclear fuel rods, according to the IAEA. The concern is that water will boil away, leaving the fuel rods exposed. That would let them heat up, and they'd melt, and they'd release radioactivity. Earlier today, power company officials were trying to think of ways to cool this storage pool, maybe dump water on it from helicopters. Later, they said that wouldn't work. And now, this new fire. You can see from this how quickly things are changing and how they're having to just improvise.
Now, until these fires, was anyone worried about Reactor 4 at all? Was that a concern?
Nothing had really been reported on it. It was down for routine maintenance when the quake hit, and it didn't even have any fuel in its reactor. All that fuel was in this pool of water. Reactors 5 and 6 were also not running at the time of the quake, but now there are reports that plant operators are considering removing parts of the walls of the buildings that house those reactors to prevent any possible buildup of hydrogen gas. Accumulations of hydrogen are what caused previous explosions in reactors 1, 2, and 3.
And let's talk about those explosions. The recent explosions at reactor number 2 seem to have people more worried than the two earlier explosions. Could you help us understand that?
They're all believed to be hydrogen explosions, but the first two just damaged their reactor's building. In this latest case, workers heard a loud blast near the suppression pool of reactor number 2. And the suppression pool is a donut-shaped structure at the bottom of the reactor. It holds water and serves as a kind of heat sink. It's part of the emergency cooling system. So they heard this blast, and at the same time, they saw a drop in pressure and a spike in radiation. And that indicated that there may have been damage to the reactor's containment vessel. The containment vessel has been described as the kind of last line of defense at keeping radioactive materials from escaping into the environment. It's this thick barrier made of steel and concrete. So the extent of the damage to Reactor 2's containment is not known.
If there was some sort of breach in that containment vessel, what would that mean, and how many people are still at the plant?
That would mean that radioactive material or steam could be released into the immediate environment of the plant, and whether it would then spread would depend on how events unfolded. Right now at the plant, there's a team of about 50 workers that are spending their time trying to get water into these reactors to keep them cool, because that's what's going to be needed to bring the situation under control.
Nell Greenfield Boyce, thank you, Nell.
Thank you.